Hare Krishna. Devotion helps us realize the richness of life. All of us frequently go through life in a state of impoverishment. Impoverishment does not necessarily mean that we don't have enough money to eat or we don't have our basic needs of food, clothing, shelter. But our mind tends to crave for that which we don't have. And because of such craving, we always feel impoverished. So impoverishment is not just a state of existence. Yes, it is a state of existence for many people. But for far more people, impoverishment is a state of the mind where what they have never feels enough. And as they go through life, always feeling poor. Feeling poor because their vision is caught in what we don't have. Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita that santushti, satisfaction, is a austerity of the mind. In 17.16, he says, manaprasada saumyattam. Manaprasada is satisfaction of the mind. Manaprasada saumyattam maunam atmaninigraha. So he says, bhava samshuddhirityetat tapomanasam uchyate. Tapomanasam, the austerity of the mind. And what is the austerity of the mind, he says? Tapomanasam, he says, first he says, manaprasada, cultivating satisfaction of the mind. Saumyatvam. Saumyatvam, gentleness, softness. Manaprasada saumyatvam, maunamatma vinigraha, silence and self-control. And then bhava samshuddhirityetad. Bhava samshuddhi, purification of one's existence. All this is austerity of the mind. So when Krishna says this, what does he essentially mean? He says that we can cultivate austerity of the mind. We can, as a discipline of the mind, we can strive for satisfaction. And such striving happens when we focus on that which we have and not on that which we don't have. So now, what do we actually have with us? Ultimately, we have Krishna. He is life's greatest treasure. When our thoughts become focused on Krishna, when we become filled with the desires to, with the aspirations to love and serve Krishna and remember Him, then we can become perpetually satisfied because He is the supreme treasure who is always with us. So, yam labdhva cha param labham manyate nadhikam tataha yasmin sthiton dukhena guruna api vichalyate. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, when He's talking about the verses which pertain to Samadhi, 6.22, He says, yam labdhva. When we become spiritually realized and we get the supreme spiritual vision, at that time, yam labdhva cha param labham manyate nadhikam tataha. One feels that there is nothing greater than this to be achieved. This is the greatest thing to be achieved and I have achieved it. That is the perfection of my life. Yasmin sthitona dukhena guruna api vichalyate. No matter what one achieves, one does not feel, no matter what problems come in one's life, one does not feel disturbed because one has got the supreme treasure. So devotion is the best way to get the supreme spiritual vision. This verse comes in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, which is describing the perfection of samadhi attained by the yogi. And this chapter culminates in Krishna describing that those who think of Him are the topmost yogis. And then later He says in the 8th chapter also that by thinking about Him, one can easily attain Him. So essentially, the process of Bhakti Yoga, wherein we cultivate remembrance of Krishna and we increase our devotion for Him, that is the best way to discover the highest riches of life. And when we have Krishna, that doesn't mean that we don't care for material resources. We don't care for wealth, but that rather we use the wealth that we have in His service. And thus, by serving Him diligently, we move closer to Him and ultimately we attain Him. So, the richness of life is, we can discover it by the practice of bhakti. Richness of life means, rather than going through life thinking, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have that. When we realize that I have Krishna, He's always with me. And He is the supreme wealth. then, by remembering Krishna and by realizing the presence of Krishna, by relishing the presence of Krishna, we realize and relish the richness of life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.